The Racquet and Tennis Club, commonly referred to as the R&T, is a private social club and athletic club located at 370 Park Avenue between 52nd Street and 53rd Street. The building is 200 feet by 100 feet and 5 stories tall, with the height twice the width of Park Avenue. Construction on the clubhouse began in December of 1916 and was completed in September of 1918. Built by Mark Edelitz, it is estimated to have cost between $400,000 and $500,000 and was built on a parcel of land offered for lease by a member of the club. The air rights were sold on Park Avenue decades ago, resulting in the unusual sight of a glass skyscraper rising in the middle of the block just behind the club. The R&T was designed by William Sims Richardson, who also held primary design responsibility for the Pennsylvania Station and Hotel Pennsylvania. The architecture firm where he served as partner, McKim, Mead, and White, previously designed other ornate NYC private clubs during the early 20th century as well, including the Harvard Club, the Century Association, University Club, and the Metropolitan Club. The firm also designed the original Penn Station, the second Madison Square Garden in 1890, the Brooklyn Museum, the Washington Arch in Washington Square Park, several branches of the New York Library, and Prospect Park, to name a few. Designed in Italian Renaissance, the exterior is stone and brick over a structural steel frame. Renaissance architects placed an emphasis on symmetry, proportion, geometry, and regularity of parts, as you can see is demonstrated on the building's facade. The Racquet and Tennis Club building is representative of the elaborate private clubs constructed in New York during the early 20th century. Today, it is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The Racquet Court Club originally merged with the Racquet Tennis Club in 1890, where their first clubhouse was located on 43rd Street. The club then moved to its current location in 1918, where it remains today. According to the club book in 1917, the initiation fee for the members was $200 and annual dues were $150. The visitor had to pay in advance $25 per month. The clubhouse shall be open until 1 a.m. and the restaurant from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. No gratuity should be given to any servant, the book said. This fee was very high in 1917, given the food costs averaged about $22 a month, which would have been slightly more than half the $40 average monthly salary of American workers. Inside the club, at the top of the stairs on the second floor, you could find a comfortable lounge, dining room, bar, library, billiard room, and card room. In the floors above, there is a rackets court, squash courts, changing rooms, court tennis courts, a gym, and a lap pool. Not to be confused, court tennis is different than lawn tennis. It involves sloping walls with bouncing balls off all four walls and has been around since before lawn tennis. The rackets court is about three times the size used for squash, with black walls and a high spectators gallery. Most of the hardwood benches there, even though high above the court, carry dents from the hard, golf-sized ball. Edward F. Ullman, a 10-time national rackets doubles champion on the club's board of managers, calls rackets the most difficult and fastest game in the world. It was apparently not all competition. In 1922, René Lamontagne, polo player and club member, was arrested as a major figure in a bootlegging ring after reports about a racket club bachelor party reached prohibition authorities. Lamontagne was charged with selling 16,000 gallons of rye, 316 cases of scotch, 500 cases of gin, 9,000 gallons of wine, and other spirits. Lamontagne was sentenced to 4 months in prison, presaging a general prohibition crackdown on elite organizations previously thought to be invulnerable. In January 1923, the club's 60-foot-long bar called Old Mahogany, it had been removed from the clubhouse, was removed, and orange juice became the drink of choice, or so the New York Herald reported. Today, the facility includes 4 international squash courts, 1 North American double squash court, 1 rackets court, and the 2 tennis courts. There are only These are the only rackets court and court tennis courts in the entire city. They alternate between hosting a prestigious $50,000 Kellner Cup for squash doubles and a Squash Doubles Association Pro Tour Challenger event every year where white athletic attire is required. Manik Mathur recently retired as the head squash professional at R&T and has been ranked as high as number 2 in doubles in the world. So, there is currently an opening for a squash pro, if you know of anyone. Additionally, R&T plays a role in the history of backgammon as well. In 1931, the chairman of the club's card and backgammon committee invited representatives of clubs to formulate the laws of backgammon. The set of rules created are the basis of the rules according to which backgammon is played today. Unlike many other clubs that once catered exclusively to men and now admit women, R&T remains men only. Women are welcomed at the club only for social events if accompanied by a male member. The club was able to remain all male by arguing that if no business was conducted within its club walls, then no discrimination was practiced. In 1987, the club famously refused court tennis player Evelyn David, who lived nearby, for training for the Women's World Tennis Championship, citing its men-only rules. There were only 9 court tennis clubs in America at that time, and Evelyn, as a result, had to travel 1.5 hours to Tuxedo, New York, for a court. Until the 1980s, nude swimming was common to have in private clubs around New York. The club is a rare place where you can still find after-work men-only naked swimming sessions. No doubt, R&T remains a time capsule of the Gilded Age with rich history behind its thick stone walls.